Protests in Madison enter a second week today. Thousands of people are expected in the state's capital to continue their protest against a bill that would strip unionized state workers of virtually all of their collective bargaining rights. WWM's Bob Bach was in Madison over the weekend and joins us in the studio this morning for more on the story. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Annalise.
Well, as we've been discussing, more snowy weather is forecast for Madison today and all of Wisconsin, but it looks like there's every indication the protests will continue.
Yes, and I think there is a chance that the protests and the turnout for them could be aided a bit on account of two things. One, this is a state furlough day for some workers in Wisconsin. It is also a day off for some school districts, the Milwaukee Public Schools, for instance, on account of President's Day. And so the several members of the Milwaukee Teachers Union are busing to Madison to participate. Now, at the same time, the head of the state's largest union is calling on educators who don't have the day off to return to their classrooms. That's WEAC President Mary Bell says it is time for members to return to work. Nonetheless, Madison schools will be closed again today.
The crowds at the Capitol were a bit smaller yesterday, probably because of the poor weather, but on Saturday, there was the largest turnout ever.
Well, it was, and I think for anyone that was there, myself included, it was truly an unforgettable sight. Some estimates put the crowd at upwards of 70,000 people. And for the first time, there was a counter protest. Members of the Tea Party and other folks who describe themselves to me as simply conservatives rallied on the south steps of the Capitol as a ring of protesters marched around the Capitol as these two sides, if you will, kind of shouted counter slogans at one another. The Tea Party ralliers listened to a variety of speakers. One of them was conservative blogger Jim Hoft of Gateway Pundit.
You are doing great work in Wisconsin, and the nation is watching. You are doing the hard work of cutting out of control government spending. Thank you for setting an example for the rest of this great nation. Thank you,
Well, you get the idea. That rally, Annalise, attracted a smaller crowd than the other protests, but I would say no less spirited. I spoke with a woman by the name of Suzette Lenzen. She is from River Falls and was there with her husband. She told me the gathering was a group of everyday folks who are fed up, in her words, with government in general and people in particular who want more than what she calls their fair share.
We work every darn day. And they take more and more of our money at the end of the year, and we are sick of it.
Bob, how long did the counter rally last on Saturday? I know the pro-union people have been in force for many, many hours for many days.
It was probably about 2:30 or so that the Tea Party folks began to break up and move away. As you said, that larger protest continued, in fact, into Saturday evening and continued yesterday inside the State House. During the rally on Saturday, I marched for a time with folks around the Capitol because it was simply the easiest way to talk to certain people. So let's at least clarify what side I was on there.
But you're anyway, on the reporter's side.
That's right. One of the folks that I talked with was a fellow by the name of Jeff Kingstead from Minocqua. And his comments and others that I heard, Annalise, from the main body of protesters may point to where this issue is heading. In other words, Kingstead said he is in solidarity with public workers who may lose many of their collective bargaining rights, but he is also concerned about impacts from Governor Scott Walker's upcoming budget. Now, the governor is expected to announce big cuts in safety net programming, such as Medicaid funding, and Kingstead is worried about that.
My family's healthy, but Badger Care, for instance, is something that I think kids should have a right to. And it sounds to me like a lot of that would be just erased. So there's got to be another way to do it.
I also spoke with a woman named Amy Olson, a teacher in Green Bay. She thinks that when the governor announces cuts in education spending in his upcoming budget address, now scheduled for early March, she says it could lead to perhaps up to 40 students in a classroom. And changes like that will send Wisconsin in the wrong direction.
Worried about us staying ahead of everybody? There's no way we're going to stay ahead of everybody. And it's too bad because Wisconsin's one of the top education states in the United States, and we're going down fast.
What about a solution to the issue, Bob? Did anyone that you spoke with talk about how all of this might end?
No, in fact, they didn't know. And when I asked that question, what do you think would be a compromise here? What would be the next point that would try to satisfy the most people and work for the best and highest common good? Folks didn't have an answer, except to say in a roundabout way, in many cases, what they're hoping to see from both sides is signs of leadership. And when probed, that came out as, well, maybe it's time to abandon the entrenched positions and see if there isn't some common ground that we can reach and reach it soon.
Thank you very much, Bob.
You're welcome.